Jimmy and Tam and the Collar Coat. It was a cloudy, rainy day. Typical Scotland. Jimmy and Tam were sitting on a wall, getting very wet. Jimmy looked over at Tam and could see he was very unhappy. "How would you like a story to cheer you up? A story with nice colours in it?" Jimmy asked Tam. Tam just gave a "Go on then" reply. So Jimmy started telling Tam the story of Joseph and his coat. Joseph was a boy in a very big family, but a special boy. He was Dad's favourite. When Joseph came home from school, Jacob, Joseph's father, would ask, "What did you do today, son?" "What is your friend's best friend's name?" And they would chat for some time. Not so with Joseph's brothers, who never got any time with their dad. Joseph got extra playing time too, and extra treats. Dad even started to knit. Yes, he found some wool lying around the house and started to knit Joseph a long coat. He found some blue wool and thought, "Here, that would make a nice arm." And some pink wool. "Oh," he thought, "I'll be able to knit that into the back." When the coat was finished, it had lots of different colours in it. Now, in the days of Joseph, colours was a way of saying you were special. For example, a king wore purple. So here was Joseph wandering around with a bright coloured coat of many colours. This made his brothers jealous. They were fed up of their brother Joseph getting all the good things. One day, the brothers, who were a little older than Joseph, were out in the country looking after the sheep. Baa, baa, baa. Jacob began to worry a little. It had been 2 days since they had been home and the weather forecast wasn't good. So he asked Joseph to pack some food and go and look for them. Off Joseph went. He looked in the usual places. Eventually he found them. As Joseph was approaching, one of his brothers said to the others, "Oh no, here comes Dreamy. Multicolored Joseph, Dad's favourite." When he got closer, they grabbed him, tore off his lovely coat and ripped it. Then they threw Joseph in a deep hole, which was meant for water. Jimmy looked over at Tam, who was sitting eyes wide open, staring at Jimmy with excitement. When Jimmy didn't go any further, he asked, "Go on, go on, what happens next to Joseph?" Jimmy replied, "Let's have some dinner and we will finish the story later." So as they flew off for some fishing, they talked about the coat and Dad's favourite boy and how it is not nice to be left out. Not getting the attention and special treats that Joseph got. We can learn from this story. Let's share our toys and sweets with others. Let's think about all our friends, not just one or two favourites we might have. It isn't nice being left out. Be sure to join Jimmy and Tam soon, as Jimmy will continue the story of Joseph. Look, there's Tam getting stuck into fish and chips. Yes, I can smell it from here. Oh, it smells delicious. Oh, it really does, my tummy's rumbling. Oh, this is making me hungry, this smell. I think I will go and have something to eat now too. Goodbye.